That would be up at the top, the crib?
Well, the whole thing was called a crib. I don't know why we started. I don't know the family name or what. But, we kept, things that wasn't kept in the house that you need. Just a little storage, that's all it was, a little storage area. You know, if you had a bed that was usable, a fold-away bed that you don't use on occasions other than when you have a lot of company, you would put it out there. Or you had a bed that you didn't want to throw away, maybe someone could use later or something like that, you would put it out there, things like that. Mm-hmm. Screens that would normally be used in the summer at your window that you didn't need year-round, you would put your screens out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The screens weren't built in, you know, like they have now. You'd have to buy them, and they, you know, slide out and put up under the window, slide out the width of the window, and you put it under the window. And when you didn't need it, you just put up the old ice cream tray that you wouldn't use in the winter. Things like that, you know. And occasionally, canned goods, like if you can a lot of vegetables during the summer, and you stack some of those out there.
Just all purpose.
All purpose.
But you didn't have any animals that you'd keep there?
No, we didn't have any animals. Mm-hmm. You'd keep the feed in there, like for the chickens and the, maybe mostly the chickens and the pigs and things like that. You would keep the feed them in.
Yeah. What about corn? Would you have corn maybe to feed animals? Yes. Have a separate place to keep it? Or?
Well, they were kept in there also. Anything that the animals would eat was kept in there. Like we didn't ever have enough corn, like, you know, on the cob or anything like that. You would buy a sack of corn and for the pigs,
mm-hmm.
and you would put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what
you mean. Oh, okay. So you didn't have any stored there on the cobs?
No.
Oh.
We didn't ever farmed enough of that.
Yeah.
You know, we ate those as they came off the car, off the bush, you know.
Yeah.
Put them in a pot and boil it. We didn't have enough to store.
Yeah.
On occasion, we would have a few that were left over, a few that were, you know, got hard and weren't, you know, that you couldn't consume. So therefore, we would store those in there, you know, maybe give to the pigs. But other than that, and there were very few, if any.
Mm-hmm.
Or have some for seed for the next year, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You would save a few like that. But other than that, we didn't have any.
What would you call the ones that you'd take off and cook, boil up on the cob?
It's corn on the cob. There you go. That's the only thing I have. The only name I ever knew for.
Do you ever hear it called roasting ears?
I've heard of it, but I've never roasted any of them. All of my pan was boiled.
Okay. You know the corn stalk has a little thing up at the top that sticks out. What do you call that?
Tassel.
Okay.
A tassel. It depends on how you pronounce it. Some call it a tassel, some call it a tassel.
What would you normally hear around here?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the part of the, on the outside of the ear of corn?
Silk. It's called
silk. And on the outside of that, you got a
shuck.
Okay. All right. Now, do you ever know of a place out in the field they might fence in the cows to milk them or collect the manure or anything?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard of areas that